KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, November 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball would defeat DePark University in five sets on Saturday, winning 3-2 in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. Carly Vanderwerf led the Tigers with 20 kills as they took the first two sets, 25-19, 25-22. Park would then fight back, led by Indy Zentek's 25 kills. Park would win the third and fourth sets. Then Wesleyan dominated the fifth, 15-8. The Tigers now improved to 19-11 on the season. They advance in the national tournament along with 23 other teams coming up in Sioux City. Dakota Wesleyan will face Concordia next Wednesday, December 3rd at 7:30. And then they'll also take on the Masters University next Thursday, December 4th in pool play. 16th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball dominated Midland on Saturday at the Corn Palace, cruising to a 93-45 victory. The Tigers jumped out to a 37-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. Avery Orth led five double-digit scorers. She had a career-high 20 points off the bench as the Tigers improved to 4-2. The Dakota Wesleyan men, they sealed their first home conference win of the season on Saturday, coming from behind to defeat Midland 86-73. The Tigers closed the game on an 18-8 run, led by 19 points each from Steele Morgan and Easton Neuendorf. Neuendorf also had 12 assists. The men improved to 5-3 as they hit the road on Tuesday for a doubleheader at Briar Cliff. Women's game starts at 6 o'clock. SDSU football will host New Hampshire in the first round of the FCS playoffs on Saturday at noon at Dykehouse Stadium, marking the Jackrabbits' 14th straight playoff appearance. Both teams enter at 8-4, with SDSU holding the number 14 seed as an at-large selection from the Missouri Valley Football Conference. New Hampshire also earned an at-large bid from the CAA. The winner on Saturday advances to take on the number 3 seed Montana on December 6th, as SDSU saved their season on Saturday with a 34-31 overtime victory at North Dakota. USD football, they're the number 11 seed in the FCS playoffs, and they will host Drake in their first-round matchup Saturday at noon at the Dakota Dome. Coyotes are 8-4. They finished second in the Missouri Valley, secured their fifth-ever playoff berth, and third straight appearance. Coyotes will host a postseason game also for the fourth time. And Mitchell Volleyball wrapped up their season Saturday in Rapid City. The Colonels would lose to Sioux Falls Jefferson 3-0 in the seventh place match. Jefferson would win 25-22, 25-12, and 25-10. Colonels senior setter Addie Simpson was named to the all-tournament team. And also earlier today, Simpson was named all-state second team in AA. And that's Look At Your Sports for this Monday, November 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.